BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
3, 2.
Radio one.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, a man that can get your old trainers looking box fresh on bangers. Also, the Chris Stark Guides to Britain are back. Today, Cheltenham. I think I'm saying it right. Cheltenham.
Yeah, I'm so pranged out now that we've done that I've been saying it wrong the whole time. I say Cheltenham.
Cheltenham.
The people of Cheltenham say Cheltenham. Cheltenham.
That guide is on the way. And also, Justin Bieber reveals his disgusting pet name for Hayley. And we hear some of yours. Yeah, so the awards last night. We've got some more awards to go to tonight. I bet any money, these are radio awards this evening, bet any money that your outfit will be the same.
I'm willing for it to be the same. It's up to you. We're presenting an award, aren't we?
We are, yeah, but are you wearing the same suit as last night, real talk?
It's fine, innit?
Okay.
Do well, I won't then.
What are you going to wear?
I'll wear this.
Seriously, I've said this to you. I know that at your house, you've got like a whole load of suits scrunched up somewhere at the back of a cupboard, yeah? Bring them in. I will get them actual dry clean for you, and then you can hang them up, and they'll look real nice. I'll even get the dry cleaners, put them in like the cellophane there.
All right.
And it'll look like... it'll look like you're organised.
I think that kind of thing's a little intense for me.
In what way? What,
just
being organised?
All the suits hanging like that.
What's
only a weirdo does that. Too organised.
Only a weirdo hangs their suits up after being dry cleaned?
Yeah. Just
I know there's about 5 or 6 suits in there. Bring them in. I'm prepared to do your dry cleaning for you.
Okay.
I really am. Make it a thing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some of our listeners can't believe that I've just offered you a chance to have free dry cleaning, and it's really easy. All you got to do is bring them in a plastic bag here, and I will sort them out for you. I'll bring them back all nice. And nice and clean and in the plastic and that. And you're turning that down. David says, you can do that for my suits, please. And a couple of jackets need doing too. What's wrong with him? Why is he turning down this offer?
Because it's all too intense. You're one of those people that you...
I was texting you about it yesterday, going...
Everything's in order.
Well, you saw my fridge last night.
Everything's in little bags. Oh, the fridge. I mean, it's Greta's nightmare in there, but it's just so ordered that it's a red flag for me. If you look in the fridge, right, he's got 3 different types of bottled water in rows in the fridge. It's just like, what is going on in here, weirdo? It's a weirdo thing.
Your cupboards could be like that soon. All your suits there neatly hung up.
It's odd, mate.
Why would you turn that down?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, if you're trying to buy some hand sanitizer in the next few days, don't make the mistake that one of our team did earlier. Admittedly, they were next to the tills where the hand sanitizer normally is. Sophie, what did you pick up?
I accidentally picked up some lubrication.
I think a lot of people will be doing this, thinking, yes, that's hand sanitizer. It wasn't, it was just a little tube of lube there.
Yeah, but I will say this, when you think the hand sanny's run out, you do look at that stuff and think, well, will that do the job?
I mean, is it 99% antibacterial?
It won't. I'm saying it's on the shelves, though.
Also, you know when it says 99.9% will get rid of all viruses and bacteria? What about that extra little bit?
Doesn't say exactly that. I know what you mean. I think the key thing we're trying to say is the massage oils and stuff, if we call them that, then leave them on the shelves.
Well, unless you're planning to do something else, yeah. But they're not going to help you, basically. Just the 99.9%... percent thing just gets me a little bit. I'm like, okay, well, could you not make it 100? Hi, Tom.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the Chris Stark Guide. We've not done one of these for a while, but they're back. Tom, where would you like your guide?
I'd like it on Cheltenham, if possible.
Okay, is this somewhere you live?
It is, yeah.
What are you saying about Cheltenham there, Nick? Because for me, my perception of it was always, it was, you know, just a very beautiful place from the outside. That's the reputation it's got.
It's the reputation it's got, but the reputation doesn't always precede it.
What do you mean? I thought it was a lovely place.
Well, it depends on whether you're a tourist coming in for the week on race week to see all the horses, or whether you've lived here for a majority of your life and you just seem to think to yourself now, what is there that's exciting about the place?
Are you bored of Cheltenham, Tom? Be honest.
Thoroughly.
Yeah, you sound it. we just need to get that little spark back, don't we? We just need that little va-va-voom.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Ho!
Ho! Great who that is, by the way. We want you to look at Cheltenham, right? Maybe you're away somewhere else and you talk about Cheltenham and you just realise how much you miss it.
Yeah.
Like how good it is when you describe Cheltenham to somewhere else. You know, you just, it gets you excited, gets you going.
Sometimes, Tom, you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
No, that's true. That's very true.
Tom, in 15 minutes, we're going to give you a guide to Cheltenham, all right?
Give it your best.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Chris Stark Guides to Britain are back. And the first one in a long time is for Cheltenham.
I didn't know too much about Cheltenham before. I feel like one of the world's leading experts in the place now. And I'm going to make you love it so hard.
Bring it on.
Here is the Chris Stark Guide to Cheltenham.
Cheltenham, 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 set in the rolling hills,
yes, I did it,
of Gloucestershire. Cheltenham was discovered in the 18th century. A 100-year wave of development peaked in the Regency era, with neoclassical spa facilities, terraces of stuccoed? Where'd you see that? Terraces of stuccoed townhouses, wherever they are, they're on Wikipedia, and opulent gardens. Cheltenham has been described as Britain's most complete Regency town. But Cheltenham isn't just the Cotswold stone glowing in the sunset. It's the Two Pigs nightclub. It's the Frog and Friddle. It's driving your mate's car around the town, blasting out the Venga Boys. Boom, boom, boom. Have you seen this video, Scott?
What?
These group of guys have gone in a car around Cheltenham, around the one-way road, and everyone sort of joins in as they hear it and start dancing. It's been massive.
It's one of the biggest videos.
The Venga Boys aren't the only musical act associated with Cheltenham. The town was the birthplace of classical composer Gustav Holst. Recognise that?
No.
No, no, not at all.
Goth metal band Incubus Succubus.
Who?
And very cool pop star FKA Twigs.
No way. I thought Twigs was American.
No, nope, Cheltenham. A lot of people get confused between the two. Don't know what I mean by that. Some...
What?
Just trying to sound informed.
No, they don't. No one does.
Some might come for the culture, some for the water, and some for the nightlife. People enjoy Cheltenham for many different reasons, like Radio 1's very own Scott Mills, who once visited Cheltenham for a casual hookup.
Oh, come on.
Do you want to tell everyone
I
the
told
story
you that then? In confidence.
Yeah. You used to travel to Cheltenham for the old...
Once or twice.
Once or twice?
Move on.
You told me once. You went again.
I did, yeah.
Cheltenham is actually a purple flag town, and they wave that flag proudly. This means it is one of the safest towns to go out in. Whether you're straight, L, G, B, T, Q, or plus, the town is open for everyone and is famous for its post-races entertainment. Whatever type of jockey you are, there is a ride waiting for you in Cheltenham.
Good.
Speaking of which, maybe if you're lucky, you might bump into local legends Sizzling John, Mr. Mulligan, the Diker, or even Gay Donald.
No.
No, not in the aptly named The Sword Inn. It's closed down, actually. But at Cheltenham Racecourse.
What's The Sword Inn?
It was a gay bar in Cheltenham.
Called The Sword Inn.
Yeah, but it's no longer there, I'm led to believe. From my limited
research.
That's
a while back then.
Yeah, was it? Will you tell me?
Do you remember
the sword inn?
I haven't got a clue of the sword. That was probably way before I even went out in town.
Really?
Sure, Dan.
You
Yes, Gay Donald and crew are all in fact winners of the Cheltenham Gold Cup of horses. Cheltenham Racecourse is famous around the world for its horses. In one weekend, racegoers eat 5 tons of salmon, 45,000 bread rolls, and withdraw £2.5 million from the cash machines. Cheltenham isn't just famous for the races, though. Notable Cheltonians include England striker Jeff Hurst, airborne Olympian Eddie the Eagle. Airborne Olympian Eddie the Eagle, and TV's Kate Thornton. Did you know it's the birthplace of Superdry? And even
Superdry?
Yes, Cheltenham again.
I thought that was Japanese.
Thought that was American as well, did you?
I thought it was Japanese because of the writing. Is it Japanese? Anyway.
As far as I know, it's just Cheltenham based.
Yeah, but the writing on the tops.
It's Cheltenhamese.
Yeah, it is Japanese writing.
Was it Japanese writing?
Yeah. The logo on a lot of items says Koyakudo Kanzo Shinsai, which translates into English as very roughly.
Yeah. Anyway, there's the guide. So you must be buzzing for Cheltenham now. All sorts going on.
There's a lot more than what I thought about it, to be fair. So,
exactly.
Yeah, you certainly awoken my mind.
There we are, you see. Mind blown.
Mm. Can I be honest? You don't sound grateful. I spent a lot of time.
Oh no, I'm very grateful, and I can imagine the amount of research and time it's taken for you to get all your facts and things like that together.
Well, I had to do this on the train in and everything. Like it's actually, you know, I know we all laugh, but it does take up time. This.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Awkward, isn't it?
No, just the odd thank you. I suppose I've been paid for it, but it's, you know.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, he kind of has in a roundabout kind of way.
Tom,
thanks so much. I hope you enjoyed your guide. I hope you've fallen back in love with Cheltenham.
Thank you, lad.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Cheltenham. That's what everyone's saying now.
Cheltenham. I hope you enjoyed your guide to Cheltenham. Paul in Bristol says, yes, Chris, I'm off to Cheltenham this weekend with the lads. I cannot wait now. Here we are. Set you up for your weekend. Everything you need to know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, the Frog and Fiddle have been on. Frog and Fiddle. Thanks for the kind words on Radio 1 just now. Just let us know next time you're in Cheltenham, lads. Hashtag live music. That was Declan McKenna and Beautiful Faces. Annie Mack sent me this yesterday. KDA has done a remix of Bumbaleo.
Oh.
Actually good. Eight double one double nine. What do you want for the Bumbaleo gap today? Anything from the show that you want? Let us know. 8 double 1 double 9. It's good, this, right? Never quite gets to the drop, which is annoying.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, stop what you're doing and enjoy this Bumbaleo.
Amor del pasado, ven, 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 ven.
Let us know we're going to be enjoying this today on 8 double 1 double 9. Starting off with a request from Katie in Hove with this question on University Challenge.
The nicknames Cheesemongers, Cherry Pickers, Bob's Own, the Emperor's Chambermaids and the Immortals are or have been used for which groups of men?
You miss Bright.
Homosexuals?
His face on that is amazing. He's like, what the...
Kieran and Gary in New Haven want the lady we called on Funny Business, who was so excited to receive a parcel at the door when we were on the phone to her.
There's someone at the door.
Oh.
I'll just go and answer this.
All right.
A parcel.
Oh, a parcel.
That's marvellous.
Genuinely never got one before, I don't think. Flavio and Airdrie wants David Morris, world champion whistler from earlier this week, performing Darude Sandstorm.
There you go.
Craig and Cumbran wants this from Steve Wright on BBC Radio 2.
That was me doing Enya, impersonating her.
Wow. I've got all that to come.
That's a classic. I've not heard that for ages.
Flora in Lymington and Barry in Dundee wanted to hear Barbie Girl in Dutch, which we only discovered was a thing earlier this week. Ken is so aggressive. Next for Mike in Maidstone, it's Dickie from Dickie's Dribble, who we called on Funny Business, who makes his own cider. Here he goes. No, it gets slower.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? It's like he just runs out of laugh. There he is.
Liability. Bye.
Cheers, Ed.
Joe in Taunton wants that bit where you get to order 69 in the fast food place.
56, 94, 6, order 69. Yes!
Remember when we called this burger restaurant on Funny Business? Paul in Aldershot wants to hear it.
We don't give a fuck.
Their gimmick is they don't give out forks.
Burgers. That's what they give out.
Laura in Ashby wants this Spurs fan.
I'm very happy. Energy. I wonder why. Last night I heard a lot of people talking in regards to the sacking of Pochettino. But this morning, energy. Mourinho. Hello. Welcome to Tottenham.
Nick and Keithley wants Chris's slight strop at listener Tom at the end of his guide to Cheltenham today.
Can I be honest? You don't sound grateful. I spent a lot of time.
Oh no, I'm very grateful, and I can imagine the amount of research and time it's taken for you to get all your facts and things like that together.
Well, I had to do this on the train in and everything. Like it's actually, you know, I know we all laugh, but it does take up time. This.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Awkward, isn't it?
No, just the odd thank you. I suppose I'm being paid for it, but it's, you know.
Thank you, Chris.
And Vicky in Cardiff wants this guy who had a unique diet.
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 2 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 4 o'clock, just before a train, I'll have fish and a rice cake. I'll train. I'll have me fish. I'll come home, have some more fish with a rice cake, and then have some fish before I go to bed. And then that's it for the day. Just to start shedding the fat.
Where are you? Come on. We've got James Gay and Sam Strait bumbling in gorgeous Blackpool. Gemma Strait, just home from work in Tarleton. Jordan and Phil, both straight from Lincoln, really enjoying it. Ross in Cuckoldy, it doesn't say.
Someone anonymous, bumbling on the way home from seeing Grandad in hospital. Get well soon, Grandad Mitch.
Hi, I'm Tom. I'm straight and I'm hauling bales on my tractor in Somerset.
Fine. Right, come on, halfway through the week, everyone. Let's have a little dance. Let's do this. Come on. Energy.
Hello. Radio. There's Sophie, celebrating getting her new job. in Worcester.
Johnny, Jack and Kevin the Gerbil working hard in King's Lynn.
Kelly Strait bumbling in the car. Brian Gay, Luke Strait, Northern Boys working down south.
That's one.
Isabel Gay eating fish soup in Cambridgeshire. There's Francesca. She loved the guide to Cheltenham today. She's from there, but now lives in London, but she's going to go back with your new tips. Hannah on her own at work in Bath. Loads of messages coming in today.
I love the hairy form.
Hello to Jenny in Exeter.
Steve and Sam doing some building in Midsummer Norton.
Shout out Grace here, Grace from Hertfordshire, enjoying her first ever Bumbleo live at Sick Form in a free lesson. Normally a podcast listener says love you both.
Love you too, Grace. And Yasmin Strait, who's almost finished a 4-hour drive.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Seriously, I really need to do something about the volume of these
fingers.
I'm worried
about your fingers. I really am.
Everything's stopping and starting today. It's the fat fingers. Oh.
We need to get them back on that treadmill on your phone.
Look at the volume of the fingers.
What's going on? Just piling it on.
They're just getting bigger, but only in my hands. Hello, Wayne.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Hey, Wayne.
What's going on, Wayne? What are you doing?
Nothing much. From Bournemouth, straight, obviously.
Yeah.
Got to mention that.
Well, not obviously. I can't tell by your voice, Wayne. You could be gay as a window.
I think, obviously, I had to mention that because, you know, that's the thing now, isn't it?
You haven't got to mention it at all. No,
well, no, well,
Scott started doing shout-outs and people have... thing is with shout-outs at Radio 1, people will often put their name, their age, where they're from. Weirdly, people will put their weight on there. Sometimes it's their sexuality.
But it all started from that Robert Dias advert that we play. You remember the Christmas advert? It's like, hello, my name's Bob. I'm gay and I work at Robert Dias. And since then, people have just been putting their preference on the text, so I just read them out. That's all it is,
yeah.
Wayne.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah. Okay, so you're in BOMO today and you've bought a car.
I have.
Oh, yes. What have you got?
The new Cougar. But it's not. I haven't got it today, but, you know, it's got to be delivered and all that jazz.
There's a car called a Cougar?
There is a car called a Cougar. It's a Ford.
Ford Cougar.
K-U-G-A. Gotta love a Cougar, Scott.
With
Wayne's
face on the side there. Look, he's from Bournemouth, Scott, so it's not a million miles away from your dad's car place here. So is this whole call just a massive setup from your dad to advertise the second-hand car business that he runs?
Is it a new car, Wayne?
It is a new car, yeah.
You see.
And I did drive for Eastleigh earlier.
Nah, you see, Pete Mills couldn't help you there because he only does used.
Okay.
But do you a cracking deal on a Cougar?
Don't. He hasn't got any. Right, okay, here's what...
Cougar?
No. Oh, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers, Wayne. Quite grotty, this, isn't it?
It's a little bit, yeah. It's a little bit.
Pussycat Dolls and Buttons. That's some hits.
Wayne, you can have that and have a real sexy moment right there with yourself.
Or you can have a cougar. Really feeling it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see what you got, Chris.
All right, Wayne, my banger choice is this.
It's an easy choice.
I tell you what, if Annie Mac was here, she would not pick this.
She would not like that.
Oh.
She gets riled up with Fallout Boy.
She's got, like, I don't know what it is, she's got real anger issues with this band.
It's just not her thing. I get it. Fallout Boy, Sugar, We're Going Down.
I told you about that thing at Big Weekend, didn't I? Oof. Oh, good. Fallout Boy, bro.
In fact, and it's rare, I think one of us can annoy Annie Mac, but you annoyed her there.
Yeah. Basically, we're at Big Weekend and Fall Out Boy were on the main stage and I played the performance out and I went, wasn't that great, Fall Out Boy? And I said to Annie, who I was on air with. That was great, wasn't it, Annie? Just trying to big up the act, you know, and she went, yeah. Anyway, coming up, and then when we came off air, she was like, babe, don't ever ask me to talk about Four Live Boy like that again. I hate him.
There we go, Wayne. Like,
all right, then. So since then, I've never really... well, Fall Out Boy haven't been on since.
If you're at an Annie Mac gig, don't whatever you do, do the thing where you put on your phone and hold it up.
Play Fall
with
Out
some
Boy.
Request she and won't. Put Fall Out Boy on there. She will not like that.
She cannot bear their music.
And don't do it. Don't do it to be funny now as well.
All right. What am I playing for you?
Well, I was originally feeling a bit of the moment, you know, with the cougar and a bit of the sexy time with the buttons, but actually, it's got to be Chris. It's got to be Chris.
Okay. Hope you're listening, Annie. This one's for you.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast. Hi, this is Gemma Collins. If you haven't heard my podcast yet, you're missing out.
Yes, I love cake. You know, right there and then, I was a very unique specimen of a woman.
Oh, hello, how are you?
I honestly can't tell you.
What, when, how?
Can someone tell me what causes a burp?
It is not the aliens intercepting.
No.
Get the full GC audio experience.
The Gemma Collins podcast.
Get downloading and subscribing on BBC Sounds. We're going
Northampton is the happiest bailiff around right now.
That's probably good for everyone then.
Drumming on his steering wheel to Fall Out Boy. Oh, Brad though was totally prepared for the Pussycat Dolls, was ready to sing his heart out to buttons in his welding bay. Banger, Fall Out Boy were all I listened to when I was in hospital recently. Annie Mac may hate them, but they got me through some hard times, says Steph in Southport.
Oh, I like this one. Mark the crane operator. Love and Bang is high in the sky right now. Imagine that.
Hello.
You see the cranes up there, don't you?
Oh, can people stop tweeting Annie Mac going, Scott Mills is playing your favourite band on air right now?
Also, come on. Like, if you're listening to the show and you're like, why would you do that? Why would you? Because that does cause problems, that kind of thing, doesn't it?
She won't deny it. She's quite open about it.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she open about it, though?
Pretty much, yeah, I think.
Scott Mills.
I don't do this myself, never have, but there are couples that love to have pet names for each other. You can tell me, come on, 81199. Maybe you're in one of those couples that just have to have a name. I mean, it's not, I'm not talking about like, hi babe or hey love, it's like an actual name. Listen to Justin Bieber on Ellen's show.
What is Haley's pet name for you?
Well, she calls me a bunch of weird things. She calls me Goo Goo, which is kind of weird, but I like it.
I like Goo Goo.
Goo Goo, my little Goo
Goo. Goo Goo.
It's weird, but I like it.
Do you call her Goo Goo as well?
I do. She's got me wrapped around her finger pretty much.
So you say Goo Goo when she says Goo Goo?
Yeah.
So you're both?
We're both each other's Goo Goos.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
That's great.
Mm. No. 81199, come on, tell me yours.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Poo Poo. Oh, that's not okay. That's Gemma there.
Poo Poo's awful.
Yeah.
Hello. One of our team.
Monkey Bum.
Right.
Monkey Bum, that's Steph. That's you, Monkey Bum.
Here's a challenge, anyone listening, right? One of our team has just said the pet name between her and her boyfriend. She won't tell us, but it's a vegetable. Now, we've ruled out carrot.
Aubergine. Well, you've said it's a
will
vegetable.
Be revealed.
Also, lol, that's the same pet name. Nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird noise.
It's not foxes. If you just tune into the radio, it's just Sophie trying to guess the vegetable. Let's know. 81199.
Yeah. Guess the vegetable. 81199. Let's sort this out.
Hello, Rob. He calls his girlfriend Bam Bam.
Oh, that's horrific.
Oh. Squishy Snazzy. That doesn't even make sense. Andy in Brighton. So hello, Spudge. That's Jack. That's his name, his other name.
Is
in
it
Huddersfield.
Is it a turnip?
Turnit? Because that's
a mad pet name.
No. Scott Mills. One.
I didn't expect this to be as much fun. We're all trying to guess what Sophie, who works on the show's pet name is.
Stop
what,
it!
It's their pet name for each other. We know it's a vegetable. Parsnip.
No.
People are getting really involved with this.
Huh? Baby corn.
Sprout.
No.
Lettuce.
It's not lettuce.
Cabbage.
No.
Pickle.
Yes!
Tom in Marlborough's girlfriend calls him cucumber, which is a massive flex on his part.
Right. What about this one? My nickname is Pickle too. Same as Sophie, works on the show. Some people refuse to learn their real name. It even features on a table play settings at weddings. Just Pickle there.
Now hang on.
Little Pickle.
You know that your nickname is blatantly Pickle?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right, it is. Is it also what you call him as well?
Mm.
It might be.
Yeah,
because that's insulting.
Okay.
Gemma,
it's like the Justin Bieber thing. It's like she goes goo goo, he goes goo goo back. It's just goo 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 goo. It's the same. Pickle, pickle.
But Gemma's
pickle,
made
pickle.
A really good point here, which is if you call someone a gherkin, it's hard to make that a pet name, isn't it?
It's a little bit. There are some really disgusting ones coming on. A little bit of sick in my mouth at times.
Scott Mills.
Right, Greg James this morning. You know, occasionally on Radio 1, we stumble upon a character. Someone gets involved in one of our features. Often happens on this show, often happens on Greg's show as well.
Mm-hmm.
This absolute legend called up to take part in Ask the Nation. I heard this and just thought this was so funny. Wanted to share it with everyone in case you hadn't heard it. I think you missed this morning as well, Scott.
I did miss it today.
I think you're going to love this, guy. So Ask the Nation this morning. Greg basically gets the nation to decide on an issue. And it's such an easy issue for you to take sides on, but it's not necessarily like the biggest thing going on in the world. But it sort of forces you to think, actually, which way do I go with this? So he was asking, do you put socks or trousers on first? Okay. The guy that called up was called Basil, and he just sounded a little bit intriguing.
Socks first or socks last?
Socks first. And I've got two reasons for it. Firstly, my underpants and my socks are all kept in the same pedestal, so it means that I can just stay in one place and then move around to the wardrobe where the jeans or the trousers are. The second reason is I used to do quite a lot of running in my past, so my calves are actually quite muscular.
Mm.
So pulling my trouser leg up to then put my socks on and then pull my trouser leg down, particularly wearing, as I do, a skinny jean or a slim fit suit, can actually be quite difficult. So it just makes sense to put the socks on first.
Right,
He's got muscular calves.
He's got a point, but do you get what I mean? He's suddenly talking about the muscular calves. I'm listening to this guy, and this guy's an interesting one. So Greg goes in on his character.
Okay.
When you said pedestal, do you mean sort of chest of drawers?
Well, I think I've caused an accidental controversy, and I'm going to blame my mother entirely for this, because in the family, we called it a pedestal, but I believe it's actually called a tall boy, but then we had something else called a tall boy, which isn't this at all. So, my pedestal is basically, it's a tall, slim chest of drawers with another section at the top which flips open, which a lady would keep her jewellery or makeup in.
Right, I've never heard of a pedestal.
And then I'm thinking, this guy's a legend. He seized his moment on Radio 1, and then he drops what I can only describe as the best finishing line I've heard for ages from a caller on Radio 1.
I guess actually we could ask the question. Lots of people want to marry you or want to check your relationship status. Are you willing to disclose that on the radio?
I am. I'm a recently single homosexual.
Oh my God, he's the best.
Go on, Basil.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
You're such an overreactor.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, don't talk about this, actually. Because you'll make me sound weird.
You are so taken in by hype.
You talking about the toilet rolls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, what have you done?
No, I just I ordered a fair few toilet rolls.
How many?
About 100.
And why is that?
Well, I thought I needed some more anyway in my place.
Not 100.
And I thought if you're going to buy a couple, might as well buy 100.
That's not the reason,
now,
though, is it?
Listen, I'm not fueling anything. There's nothing I know that you don't know. But I just thought I'll stock up.
Okay, what you've done is you've been on the internet, you've seen some supermarkets, probably not even here, somewhere in the world, and they've got no loo paper left.
I saw a hashtag earlier and I just went for it.
There we are, overreacting. All right, so do you want to talk us about the delivery options?
This is brilliant, though, right? So because I'm obviously on the radio, I'm not into collect said loo rolls. So 20 a day are arriving at my mother-in-law's house. And she said this started yesterday. And like, she's... yeah, because I ordered a few yesterday and then I've just gone in. So, yeah, 20 a day arriving there. Mm. And I get a little message from her going like, what the?
Yeah. So you think in a life or death situation, toilet paper is the solution, yeah?
I don't know.
Yeah, all you've done is seen a hashtag.
Yeah.
And where in The Simpsons does it say that it's going to come out of you like lava? It doesn't.
I don't know. I don't know.
I know. I'll just stockpile toilet paper. In fact,
washing my hands and buying my toilet roll.
If anything, it's selfish because you're stockpiling and therefore denying others the toilet roll that they could need.
And this is the problem. Now you've painted me like that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to drive around tonight throwing loo rolls out.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Now here's someone that cleans trainers for a living. It's Maskell. Hi.
Hello.
How is that a job then, please?
Basically, people get dirty trainers. Nobody wants to clean them themselves. So they pay us a small fee. We spruce them up, freshen them up.
Genius.
Give them back to them.
Genius.
Fresh kicks.
I love this so much. Because I imagine you're that good. I've seen this sort of thing on Instagram quite a bit. Because I follow a few of these types of accounts. And I bet you...
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, because think about it. But these guys make your trainers look like brand new, don't you? I mean, a proper clean we're talking here.
Some of the transformations are absolutely mad. Sometimes I don't even believe myself that I've been able to do it.
Yeah, wicked.
This is for people that literally can't be asked, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but obviously you get like really expensive, like rare trainers and things. So, I mean, a lot of people don't want to touch them, like don't want to like ruin the materials, things like that. So they have to send it to the pros.
There's an Instagram account which I'm obsessed with at the moment, which is there's a company that just will come around and build your flat pack furniture from that Swedish store because can't be bothered.
Oh,
yeah. Right.
No, that's lazy.
Yeah, but you can sort of see the demand, can't you? The trainers thing, though, what I'm trying to get at, Scott, is it's not just... Because you can never clean your trainers enough. You can put them in the washing machine or whatever, but it never does them properly. But when people know what they're doing, they get all the detail. It's like a different game. It's like putting on new trainers.
Maskell, fair play to you for making this a full-time job and a success.
Yes, it's absolutely mad. Started in my mum's kitchen, me and my brother doing it, and now we've got full-time jobs, we've got a van, we've got a workshop.
Oh,
we're living the dream.
That's great. That's so great. Okay, Maskell, how many how many trainers have you cleaned today?
Today, I've only done 11 today, but I've been painting, I've been gluing. But obviously, even lacing them up takes time. So
I've
got the lads working for us. They've done a few between them.
All right, so tell me the pair of trainers today that you're most pleased with.
The pair of trainers, Nike Sakai collaboration. They've come up really well. The midsole was really, really grubby. You don't quite realise until you've cleaned it how white it was meant to be underneath.
I love it. Honestly, I love this sort of thing. Good
All
for
right.
you.
This is what I've got for you on Bangers, Maskell. One of the best from Paramore, Misery Business.
Not ideal.
What?
I thought it was a good line.
You don't like Paramore, no?
Not really.
You're
not
dead
really,
to me.
No.
Alright, well look, I'm not sure what you're into. I've gone really old school. Now we all have to be careful. I thought we'll just pick this one out. Not heard it for ages, why not? This is Eamon with I Don't Want You Back.
Yeah, everyone's going to be singing along the naughty words to it.
Yeah, just careful,
easy.
Yeah, this is not a challenge. This isn't a difficult choice at all. Sorry, Scott.
Again?
Yeah, I usually go with Chris, so I've stayed true to form, haven't I?
Yep.
Oh,
Another song from the past that you can actually thank me for. I was on Weekends on Radio 1 at the time and I absolutely hammered this, like hammered it.
Really?
Yeah, I loved a novelty.
And the response from Frankie afterwards.
Yeah, we had
same song again.
We had Frankie in the studio, yeah.
Did you?
She said it was made up.
Oh, so they weren't really a couple?
No.
That's right. That will blow some minds right now. So hang on, so Eamon and Frankie, so he sung this to Frankie.
It was a big plot, a big plan.
Frankie then did a reply, which
was
exactly the same as this.
Yeah, it was planned all along.
You made me do this.
It didn't even go out.
Really?
No, it was completely, she was a session singer.
That's actually disgraceful, and
that's
I feel
the
like
music
more
industry.
Should be done.
Well, that's the music industry, sweetheart.
Do you know what? The music industry needs to have a good look at itself then.
It's made up, completely made up. She told us that. That was Eamon, and... I don't want you back on BBC Radio 1. Don't get songs with in it anymore, do you?
Not so much.
No.
Soph in London has Texas. I forgot how chronic this was.
Yeah. But I loved a chronic tune back in the day.
Oh.
I was all about it. I've got some new...
The Scott Mills Daily.
The state of the work toilets, people not washing up their plates, someone stealing something that's not theirs from the fridge. All these things we get emails about at work every single day to all staff. Here's another anonymous one that someone sent to me. I'm not going to say your name or the company.
Please, can everyone make sure that they only eat food that belongs to them? I think someone confused my food in the fridge for the birthday food that was brought in. I had some yum-yums in the upstairs kitchen fridge and someone has eaten one of them. Whoever it was, can they replace it immediately, please and thank you.
Imagine having to replace one yum-yum. Buy a whole pack, just put one back. You shouldn't take things from people's, from the fridge, though, if it's not yours.
No.
Otherwise, it'll become a police matter.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, including Thursday's Who game. If you like this show, subscribe to the podcast on BBC Sounds.